الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. In the end of the surah known as Surah Ali Imran, which is where the recitation ended today, Allah Tabarakatuhu speaks about something that normally hurts the believers, and that is that we see that the disbelievers are moving in the world. They do a lot of evil, they harm the people of Iman, and we don't find punishment coming on them as quick as we would want to come. So it hurts us that the man mocks Almighty Allah, the Deen of Allah, the Masajid, and the results that we would love to see immediately Allah's punishment falling upon them doesn't happen. Allah Tabarakatuhu got His own system. It is called fitan, exam. وَلَا يَحْزُنْكَ الَّذِينَ يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْكُفْرِ. Allah Tabarakatuhu says, those that make a very great effort in evil, in disbelief, they should never cause you grief. إِنَّهُمْ لَيْ يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Indeed, they will never be able to harm Almighty Allah. يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَلَّا يَجْعَلَ لَهُمْ حَظًّا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. You might wonder why they have the wealth of the world, the enjoyments of the world. Nothing is happening to them. Allah Tabarakatuhu says, Allah has intended that He will place no share for them in the year after. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. For them will be a terrible punishment. Allah Tabarakatuhu again says after a few verses, sometimes the disbelievers themselves, when they see no punishment coming on them and they know they are wrong, many of them know they're fighting in Allah which you can't fight. But when they do not see punishment, they start thinking also that Almighty Allah will not punish them. Allah Tabarakatuhu says, those who disbelieve, they should also never think that annama numli lahum khayrul li anfusihim, that the time we are giving them extra is something good for them. Firaun had time, Namrud had time, Cleopatra had time. In recent times, the Queen of England, she had law time. All of them, for some reason, they just get time, they don't die. إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا. Almighty Allah says, we give time so that the sin of the individual increases even more and more. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. For them there will be a disgraceful punishment. Again at the end of the surah, Allah Tabarakatuhu repeats this, because this was one thing that always troubles the disbelievers. We're seeing them moving around in the world, nothing is happening to them. Quran is beautiful how it says, لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. The moving of the people of disbelief in the lands. They're traveling in first class. They're living in enjoyment, تَقَلُّب. Sometimes they hear, then they're buying there, then they hear. As though there's no law over them. They are free to do what they want. Allah Tabarakatuhu said, let that not deceive you. The believer must not look at that. They are getting deceived. They think that they got extra time to do extra. But sometimes the believer gets deceived. And we start saying, what a wonderful life they got. The end of the surah, first surah of Quran after surah Al-Fatiha is Baqarah. This is the second. End of the surah ends on this year. That when you see disbelievers moving around in the lands, taqallub, you see them in limousines, you see them in jets, in planes. And sometimes you yourself say, how lucky he is, she is. So you know what his net worth is. This worth is to say, لا يغرنك. This should never deceive you. مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ. Because all that the one has is a few days of enjoyment. This مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ. Few days of enjoyment. If you can't memorize the entire Quran, words must be memorized. That must play on your mind. One word is mata'un qalil. Whenever you see them moving around and it comes in your heart, how nice if I had that. You have to say this word, mata'un qaleel, a few days of enjoyment, that's all it is. Thumma ma'wahum jahannam, then they are going straight to the fire of Jahannam. Wa bi'sal mihad, indeed that is the worst place to take rest. Lakinil ladhina attaqaw rabbahum, as for those people who feared Allah, perhaps in this world they never have the best of cars. Some of them don't even have houses. At the present moment, some of them do not even have food. So man will look at their condition and say, pity. Allah Ta'ala says, lakin, however, for them there is jannatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, gardens under which rivers are already flowing. They will remain in there forever and ever. Nuzulam min indillah, this is a meal that has been prepared by Almighty Allah Himself. Nuzul. Nuzul means you are my guest and I am the host. Nuzulam min indillah, they will be the guests of Almighty Allah. They will be hosted by Allah. Wa ma indallah khayrul lil abrar, indeed that which is by Allah is best for the people of piety. And the last, mocking against the people of Iman will continue. Fights against the people of Iman will continue. A gathering of kufr against the people of Iman will continue. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sbiru. Surah ends with this. Allah Ta'ala says, O people of Iman, isbiru. Number one, you remain patient. You will have to have patience on the obedience of Allah. You will have to have patience pulling yourself away from Allah's disobedience. And you might get pains in your body, pains in your wealth. You will have to have patience on that. Isbiru. Is that enough? Wasabiru. Sabiru can have one meaning, that you be patient and encourage your brother and sister to also be patient. The people of Iman have to be very patient. Isbiru. Wasabiru. Last one, warabitu. You carry on to the best of your abilities trying to protect the borders of Islam. Everyone is a soldier in this game. Islam is our asset, it's our treasure, it's our gift. And the devil every day wants to launch an attack on Islam itself. Everyone has been told, you are also a soldier. Sometimes they launch a physical attack. Sometimes it's a verbal attack. Sometimes it's an attack where the enemy is already in and he's trying to save, change something in Islam. Even if me and you are as modern as can be, but a man's jazwa, dini ghairat, dini fervor makes him stand up. And he says, maybe I'm not the most pious man in the world, but don't interfere with Allah's deen. He says, maybe I self don't perform my salah, but don't you dare say that the sharia has changed. Don't you dare interfere with Quran. There were people like that in the world. They came front and they said, I never do anything good in my life. At least one thing I can do good. This man mocked my Nabi. I will show him what the result of that is. There were people who worried about the borders of Islam. Allah Ta'ala said, be patient. Encourage others with patience. And you also a soldier. You a soldier in your town, in your village, in your house. When the laws of Islam are attacked, you are the soldier to say, this is Allah's law. We might be weak, let's try. Let's not mock at Allah's law. Let's not change Allah's law. Wattaqullah. Remain always conscious of Allah. La'allakum tuflihun. Most likely, there is great hope. You will find all the success you are looking for. Wa sallallahu ala al-Nabiyyil Kareem. Wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.